Okay, so this is a visualization to overcome feelings of fear and anxiety. So what I'd like you to do is uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot, and allow your head to relax, your shoulders to drop down, your eyes to close if that's comfortable for you. And then take a few moments to just focus on your breathing in whatever way is comfortable for you. Either in through your nose, in through your mouth. Just focusing on the breath moving in the body, either through the nasal passage, through the mouth, deep down into the chest, feeling the ribs expand, and then following that breath ever so slowly all the way out till the very last bit of air is expelled, and then follow the next breath in. So continuing to follow your breath away to ground into this experience, to let go of anything that was happening before, to let go of anything that's upcoming, to just be in this moment so you can use this to your maximal advantage. So following your breath, relaxing your shoulders, your arms, your legs, your feet. Relaxing your jaw. Releasing the pressure around your eyes and in your forehead. Just letting your whole body slump down a little more relaxed as you follow your breath. So just taking a few more moments as I'm quiet, to follow your breath, to relax your body, to still the mind. Good. Now as you continue to follow your breath, you've told me about a dream you have, an aspiration, a goal for your life. I'd like you to take a moment in the quiet inside voice of your head to state to yourself, what is that dream? What is it about that dream that's attractive to you, to your partner? Now restate that, starting with, I want. Think about that statement, I want. Think about the words. Let it form an image in your mind of what it is you want. Now state, the things you want to be different in your life with this goal, with this aspiration, with this dream. Sometimes the things we want are tangible, like more money. Sometimes they're more esoteric and abstract, like freedom, joy, happiness, ease, flexibility, fun. What's the nature of the things you want with this goal? What are the things this goal is going to bring to your life, this dream is going to bring to your life and that of your partner? Are those things that out of reach in your current life? In the way you live today, are those things, do they feel out of reach? And if so, what ways? How does your current life prevent you from having those things, enjoying those things, feeling those things? When you think about your dream and all the things it gives you, in what ways does that contrast the life you live now, your own life and that of your with your partner? When you think of what you would do, the choices you would make if you weren't afraid, right here today, what would be those choices? What would be those things you would do if you just simply erased the paralysis of fear? When you think about your dream, in 1 to 2 sentences, list off in your mind the steps you would need to take to get to that dream, to be living that life. Notice what you're feeling right now in your body when you list off those steps. When you notice that emotion, that sensation in your body, dig down and find out if that's the perfectionist part of you, the oppressive, critical, controlling part that wants to do everything right, wants to avoid mistakes. What is this perfectionist part of you saying about this dream? In all the readings, all the exercises, all the awareness you now have about perfectionism, it is really coming from a place of anxiety and control, trying to do everything absolutely perfect, right, beyond reproach, never making any mistakes, unrealistic expectations. It's stifling, it's oppressive, it's fear-based. Doubt, anxiety, the need to control, kill more dreams than failure ever did. Perfectionism is irrational. It's unattainable, unachievable. It makes us small, afraid, weary. When you think 5 years from now, when you could be living the dream you want, but yet you're living the same life you're living now, how is that going to feel? The next 5 years will pass regardless of what choice you make. How will you feel in 5 years? Living the life you live now versus embarking on a new journey. You've never done this before. You've never rolled the dice on yourself. But in order to do something you've never done before, you have to be willing to do something you've never done. But really, thinking about it, is there really truly any risk? The perfectionist in you would say, most likely, you could pay a lot of money for tuition, not like the job in the end. You'll lose money by not working. You might delay the dream from happening. Oppressive, controlling, fear-provoking, small. But in order to do something you've never done before, you have to do something new. Is paying for an education, learning, a new experience, a new environment, is that really a risk, investing in yourself? People invest in themselves all the time. Through holidays and spas, through supplemental education, through degrees, paying for gym memberships. We invest in ourselves all the time, as we should. Is this really a risk, investing in yourself? And when you state in the simplest terms, in an effort to demagnify something that seems big, demagnify it and make it more simple, you're simply working in a field that's new, and occasionally, for a brief period each year, you go to school. You'll be learning new things, as we all do when we go to school. And the income potential is substantially larger. The freedom it gives you, much greater. The ability to pursue your other dreams of chartering makes it possible. The independence, sense of self-efficacy, confidence, those potentials are greater. Because every time we take a chance, we grow, we learn, we change. We become stronger through doing, through taking chances. So really, ask yourself, where truly is the risk? And with all these steps along the way, you'll simply do one step at a time. And as you move along the steps, your mind is such it'll constantly evaluate, assess, problem solve, figure out. And you'll get a clearer idea as you go, the things you like about the job, or the different work environments, the types of work, and the things you don't like. And if there's anything you know about yourself, you are analytical, you are resourceful, you are attentive, you'll figure it out. You'll figure out how to do the job in an environment that fits with you, how to do the job in a way with the kind of people that are more in keeping with your values. You'll find the workplace, the type of work, the hours that fit for you. Because just like the water that carves a river into the mountains, you have persistence. The water carves that river by its persistence, just like you. You will figure it out as you have your entire life. This you know. So asking yourself, is there truly any risk here in investing in me, doing something different than what I've done before? Is the perfectionist causing you to make assumptions or conclusions about your ability? Are they negative? You mentioned previously some doubts about your strength, your physical strength. You mentioned previously some doubts about your mathematical abilities. And yes, you may encounter some struggles, some difficulties you'll need to problem solve. But when faced with that, think to yourself, what would you do? What could you do? What's available to you out there that could help you overcome these obstacles? When you think about taking this step, putting in your resignation, these are people you've known a while. Some are people you trust. There's a tremendous respect for your ability. You've demonstrated mastery in the job, but you've hit the ceiling of challenges, and you've hit the ceiling of pay, compensation. This job wouldn't necessarily afford you the ability to follow your dream with your partner. There's a lot of stress in this job. So imagine that day you're handing in your resignation. You're doing something you've never done before. You're investing in you. There's going to be anxiety and there's going to be doubt. Your life begins at the end of your comfort zone. That particular day, you'll be at the end of your comfort zone. However, with that said, you still have a partner that supports you emotionally and financially if necessary. You're walking towards training and a job. And financial compensation. So yes, you'll be at the end of your comfort zone, leaving the thing you know so well. Walking towards unknowns. As is the case for all of us when we take chances, when we invest in ourselves. And there's no easy way to do it other than taking the leap. To jump from one thing to the next. You've done your research. You've investigated. You've talked to people. It seems like a good fit. So that day you submit your resignation will be at the end of your comfort zone. And at that same day, you will embark on a new journey. That'll be come with anxiety, fear. There's greater failure in not doing than doing. And if you approach this from a growth perspective, a growth mindset versus a fixed, the growth mindset would say you're learning, you're expanding, you're opening up your horizons, you're challenging your mind, your body. You're taking yourself out of your comfort zone, learning new things, opening up doors. Who knows where those doors will lead, but with every door you open, another door will, because you're like the river. You have that kind of persistence. You will find a way to make this work. So as you walk in the first day, imagine either into the classroom or into the job site. You will feel like a fish out of water. And of course you should. You've not done this before. But there's lots of things you haven't done in your life and did before or been trained in and have done them. Like fixing a dishwasher. And so much more. The things you craft and build, all the repairs you undertake, you do that because you believe in yourself, your capabilities, your persistence, your problem solving. You don't hesitate, hold back, and pay for somebody to do it. You do it yourself. You figure it out. It's that same tenacity, that same persistence for problem solving you'll take to this experience. So as you walk into that classroom, as you walk into that job site, you will of course feel nervous. You will of course feel like a fish out of water. You know nothing. This is an entirely new area And that's okay. You're there to learn. They wouldn't have schools if we all knew everything. You're there to learn. And because of your persistence, your attention to detail, your problem solving, you will excel. You will figure it out one day at a time. You will learn it. You will find creative ways of solving things, of figuring them out, of learning them, learning. Imagine yourself in that classroom, that work site. These are all natural feelings. Everyone will worry. All your classmates will have the same worries. Someone's better, someone's smarter, someone knows more. Everyone's thinking the same thing. But you have demonstrated your mastery in this job you do now for years upon years with different lawyers. And you will figure it out. You may not know anything day one, the end of 6 months, you'll know more. The end of 12 months, you'll know more. Those are natural fears. So take a moment to think about. You'll go to school for a bit. You'll work. Taking orders, listening, being mentored every day will feel like a challenge at first. But at the same time, you'll feel excited, engrossed, challenged. Every day, for the first while, you'll have some fear, some doubt. It's all natural. But whenever the perfectionist tries to step in, you'll know to shut it down. This is what everyone feels. All the apprentices before you, all the apprentices that will follow, you're not the first. You're one of many. They all feel the same way. So you'll go through this cycle, going to school for a bit, of working. It'll become routine. You'll settle into the routine. You'll be more familiar with the job sites, the culture, how things work, the terminology. What to do, who to listen to, who not to. You'll settle in to a new environment and you'll excel like you always do. So think about this process over the next few years of schooling and working, the cycle you'll flow through. Now jump ahead 10 years from now. Imagine what your life looks like then. What you're doing, how you're feeling, what your days look like, what your months look like, what the flow of the year looks like. what will likely be the things that are radically different in your life 10 years from now? What are the things that will enable you to do? Now imagine 10 years from now without following this dream. What will your life look like? What will you be doing? When you look around, what do you feel? What do you notice? What do you sense? What does it enable you to do? Notice if investing in yourself, doing something you've never done before, is worth it, worth the effort. Notice if 10 years from now, having pursued this dream, invested in yourself, gone to the end of your comfort zone, do you notice if you feel more confident, stronger, capable, freer? Can you allow yourself to enjoy the process of creating a life that you choose without being fixated on the results of winning or losing, failing or succeeding? You enjoy learning new challenges, expanding horizons, doing things you've not done before. All you really need to do is just show up, to learn, to listen, to create, to study, to problem solve. Can you allow yourself the fun of building the life you want? take a moment how your partner, Mark, a loving, caring, encouraging friend, parent, imagine the words they would say to you that you might find inspiring, comforting, encouraging. What would be those words? Create an image of you making the decision to resign, to sign up for the program, to be instrumentation control technician. See yourself. This is one step on your way to chartering in the Caribbean or wherever. See that image of you, bold, strong, courageous, willing to invest in yourself, willing to take a chance on you that's purposeful, decisive, and not easy. Willing to do something different than the safe thing you've done to date. And it's really not that different because all the requirements of the job you have. You can pay close attention to detail. You work independently all the time. Creative and innovative. Good problem solver. You always produce precise, high quality work, excellent communication skills. That attention to detail, that persistence will help you in the classes or difficulties around math or science, courses you may be less familiar with. There's so many resources out there. You'll figure it out. You may not know it today, but you will. This image of you being willing to vest in yourself, to willing to show yourself you care, you believe in yourself. Your partner supports this. You're in it together. See that image of you making this decision. Competent, strong, bold, courageous. See yourself that day. And yes, there's anxiety always. It's something new, but that's all the anxiety is. It doesn't mean it's something bad. It's just new. It's uncomfortable. It's unfamiliar. That feeling of mastery you have right now, you won't have that at first. You'll grow into it in time, I know it. But you won't have it at first, and that's okay, as it should be. All of that's okay. So see this image, create this image of you. You can do it. Each and every time you listen to this recording and you hear the words you say in your mind, reflect upon them at the end. Write a short paragraph how it was helpful, how it crystallized some ideas, how it helped improve or inform your decision one way or the other, how it helped to clarify the anxiety, the doubt, and separate that from the decision itself. And always, you can only do your best, and that's the antidote of perfectionism. None of us get it right. Right is impossible. We can only do our best, make the best decision, do a reasonable amount of research, think about ourselves, reflect on our habits, our hobbies, our traits, our qualities, think about if we'd be a good fit, if it financially makes sense. That's all we can do. We can just do our best, make the best decision possible. We can't know it all. We can't know what we don't know. But what you can trust upon is not the need to be right, but you can trust your ability to problem solve it and figure it out and make it work. That's what you can trust. So just briefly write a short paragraph after every time you practice the exercise to see how it was impactful for you, what it meant to you, how it clarified or clouded any issues, how you were able to separate the perfectionistic beliefs from what's reasonable, normal, typical. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.